Well, as some of you may have noticed, the blog has been rather quiet over the past couple of weeks, thanks in part to my lovely college workload and the sheer amount of assignments and projects I've had to do in the past couple of weeks. It has meant that the blog has fallen at the wayside, unfortunately, but thankfully I am finished with college now for the next 3 months anyway, before I have to go back in September. But it means I have an entire summer free to blog and garden and do all the things that make me happy. But unfortunately, one of the big things that has kind of fallen at the wayside thanks to all the college assignments has been the vegetable patch. At the start of the year, I had all these plans that the vegetable garden would be mature by now. It would have most of the crops growing already, and I'd have started a load of them in the porch, and they would all be kind of ready to transplant out into the vegetable patch by now and be pretty well established. But unfortunately, that is not the case, so I am a couple of weeks behind myself. But I suppose it's not too bad. I do have a good bit growing at the moment, and it's not looking too bad. But I will have to admit, I spent a good 2 days down here alone just weeding it, because the weeds had taken hold. But of course, once I started weeding, in my head I thought, no, there isn't enough space down here. So I've enlarged a few of the beds. A few more beds have kind of popped up randomly around the place. So I'd say I'm working on a vegetable patch that is about double the size of last year. But even now I'm starting to worry that I don't have enough space. I think it's as soon as I create new space, I fill it, and now I need more space for more crops. I suppose that's kind of the bad thing about gardeners. As soon as we do one thing, we want to move on to the next thing. But I think I'm going to stick to my guns, and I won't make any more beds just yet. I'll try and fill the ones that I have and actually let the crops mature a bit before I move on to starting new beds. This year I've decided to be a lot more selective with what I grow. Last year I kind of grew everything I thought I should grow, so I gave up nearly half a bed to cabbages because I thought I should grow cabbages, when in fact they take up so much space, and I'd say in the year me and my family would eat maybe 6 cabbages. So it was one of those crops that I said, this year I'm just going to avoid and actually grow the things that I want to grow. So this year I've started off a big section of salad. So I have one section that is just kind of a mixed cut and come again salad. Then I have my rocket growing already, and I'm always surprised when I plant rocket just at how quick it actually germinates. And I suppose it's in the name, it does kind of rocket off, but in the name as well, it also kind of points out the fact that it's a crop that can easily get out of control. So I've kind of learned from my mistakes from a couple of years ago when I let all my rocket go to seed and it just took over. So I'm going to be extra vigilant this year that as soon as it starts going into seed, it'll be taken out, and by that stage hopefully I'll have my succession of rocket growing and I'll just be able to move on to that. But apart from the salad, I suppose another big thing that I'm doing this year that I really wanted to do was growing onions and garlic. And I did a podcast there at the start of the year about my garlic, and it is doing phenomenally well down the very end of the vegetable patch, and it is starting to ticken up at the neck of the plant, which is very promising that I might actually get cloves this year. And the onions seem to be doing very well too. They're kind of starting to plump up, so it's kind of very exciting to see that happening. But actually where I've planted the garlic and the onions is where I had my potatoes last year. So when I came down about 2 weeks ago, I discovered some lovely blue salad potatoes had started to grow up in between my garlic, which not ideal. So I very carefully dug them out, and I've actually transplanted them into just two ridges in one of my new vegetable beds. And I did it just because I didn't want to just throw them away, but they seem to have taken off very well, and the shoots are starting to appear again. So you never know, I might have another surprise crop of blue potatoes, which wouldn't be too bad. They were very nice potatoes last year. Apart from that, the other big thing that I have in the ground already are my first sowings of all my peas, my runner beans and my broad beans have all been planted, and my plan is to, in another 2, maybe 3 weeks, to plant a second crop of those, because they are one of the things that we just go through, like there's no tomorrow, so we definitely want loads of them this year. And I suppose my big fun crop for this year is my pumpkins. So the pumpkins I've planted are, because I am such a big kid, I want to carve pumpkins at Halloween, but also I love pumpkin pie. So the goal is to make at least one pumpkin pie this year out of pumpkins that I've grown myself. So watch this space, you never know. There's no sign of them yet, but they're only in a couple of days, so I think I'm being a bit too ambitious hoping that I'd see pumpkin shoots already. And I suppose the other big thing that we have growing this year and that have already put on a lot of growth are my carrots and parsnips. So so far I have two rows of just kind of bog standard carrots, and I've planted my first row of mixed coloured carrots. So they were planted, I'd say, about 2 weeks ago at this stage, and can just start to see one or two kind of green shoots starting to pop up. But I'm very excited about the mixed coloured carrots, because it's a mixed variety of orange, red, purple and white carrots. So I thought it'd be kind of a bit of fun to grow some different coloured carrots to have on the table this year. So I'll always buy something that's different coloured, so I'm kind of like a magpie in that way. I'll go for something that's different and kind of shiny and new. And the parsnips are doing very well. I'm kind of hoping the soil isn't too stony where I've planted them, and that I'll actually get some proper parsnips out of them, because I've grown them before in a different part of the garden and it was just too stony, so they came out of the ground looking like something out of a horror movie. They were just these gnarled, strange looking creatures. But hopefully I'll get some proper looking parsnips this year that I can use. And I think that's about the extent of the vegetable patch so far. I have plans to plant some more crops in the coming week. I want to replace my lovely courgette plant that the slugs and snails had a lovely midnight feast on. It was doing very well, but they have utterly destroyed it at this stage, so I don't think there's any saving it. So I think I'll have to go off and plant up some more seeds, and hopefully we'll have some courgettes this year. But I think that's about it. So I will get back to some more weeding. It seems to be the job that will never end, but it's somewhat therapeutic, so it's kind of good after all the stress of the last couple of weeks to get out into the garden. And it has been somewhat sunny the past couple of days that I've been out, so it's always a bonus. Until next time, guys,